on Main Street. Down on Main Street.
On a personal note today, I'm fond of saying I think God signs his work. I think that the Lord has signed the work and the brilliance of the way our DNA works. And if you study that at all, it is fascinating. It has less code in our DNA than exists in two Firefox browsers. Now, just fathom that. The code that tells our bodies how to build themselves, how to repair themselves, whether we're male or female, we're going to be tall or short. That code is so elegant, there's less language in it than exists in two Firefox browsers. It's phenomenal. I also think he does this with animals. And I grew up hunting, and I am well familiar with hunting and quite comfortable with people who do this. There's this misguidance that people who hunt dislike animals. I've found that to be completely the opposite, as a matter of fact. Yesterday, I was driving home from the store, and that's a bit of a drive out here. And headed back up the mountain, I saw a couple of young deer, first-year fawns. Now, kind of teenagers crossing the street. And when you live in an area like we live as we stay in Idaho during Jay Inslee's medically useless deadly lockdown, you get to know your deer. Right? This is a family. We know this family. But the mother's not with them anymore. And I don't think the mother's dead. I haven't seen any dead deer. I think she's fine. I think she's reached a point where she lets the deer, the fawns, wander a bit. Oh, hey, I'm feeling nervous. She's mute other than that. And yet, I watch these deer fully capable of being deer, fully capable of walking into a field and knowing what to eat and what not to eat. I think it goes to warmth. It's cold here. We got our first snow. The first snow was well over a foot. And I know that the deer gather together when there is cold. I know that they, families upon families will gather and sleep together. And you can see this if you see where they've bedded for the night. I know they've got that figured out. But there's that exchange of warmth. What about for us as parents in our silent movie with our kids? Child comes to the room scared at night. Stands in the doorway. Silently, we can welcome them into our bed. Where it's warm, where it's safe, where mom and dad are there, and everything's okay, silently. Rebukes. I've seen her do this with these deer. I've seen where they've crossed the line and, for instance, gone too far into the street without a permission. I've seen her stomp her hoof. I don't think deer get angry, but she's stern. Oh, I've seen her in the backyard where they continue to try to feed, try to breastfeed with her. She will not have it. I saw her push one of them into the ditch the other day because she said, I am done with that part of my life. You need to eat what's available to you on the ground and like I've taught you. In our silence, we have those moments with children where this is the thing you need to handle on your own. How does that work in our silent movie? Is it a putting up of our palm on your own? Is it a look of, you can handle this? This is yours? In our silent movie with our kids, what are we showing them? Now, I've never seen this mother deer around a buck because that's not how deer operate. But humans operate that way. We're usually, or I shouldn't say usually, but often, and I think should be, two parents, a mom and a dad. What are the baby deer seeing then? When one of us comes home and the other's here, do we ignore one another? Do we walk past? If the child is in our silent movie and a child is watching, are they learning how to be a welcoming spouse? How to be an attentive spouse without sound? Without a greeting of, hi, honey, I love you. I'm a little bit busy. What would they see? What modeling would they pick up? What are they going to be like? when they're married? Are they going to be a welcoming spouse? Are they going to be a parent who beckons the scared child into their bed soundlessly, quietly, and silently? That's what I observed with these deer. They know how to be deer because their mostly silent mother taught them how to be perfect deer. The Great Rush Limbaugh Show is next. I hope I have the privilege of speaking with you tomorrow on this radio station. It's the Todd Herman Show. We air every weekday, 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. We have podcasts everywhere. But go be well, be strong, and be kind.